A suspect in last weekend's shooting death at a Sioux Falls casino was captured in southeast Wyoming late Wednesday night, April the 27th. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports Jared Stone led police from five states on a manhunt before his arrest.
Stone is accused of killing Baptiste White Eyes last Friday night in front of the Lucky Lady Casino in Sioux Falls. Stone has apparently been running ever since. The U.S. Marshals Service received a tip that Stone was at a home on the Rosebud Indian Reservation, but Marshal Scott Ralstead says the suspect left the home in Mission before police could get there.
The U.S. Marshals Service and the Sioux Falls Police Department reached out to our law enforcement partners in Nebraska and Wyoming, which led to a high-speed pursuit, shots fired by Stone toward the Nebraska State Troopers and toward his surrender on Interstate 80 in Wyoming.
During the 70-mile chase, which covered Nebraska and Wyoming, Stone reportedly fired at least two shots at troopers, but no one was hit. Ralstead says part of Interstate 80 in Nebraska was closed in both directions Wednesday night.
We all knew Stone was likely armed and dangerous, and through this investigation, he clearly demonstrated his dangerousness to not only the communities he was in, but to law enforcement as well.
Ralstead says Stone is in the Laramie County Jail in Cheyenne, Wyoming, waiting to be extradited to South Dakota. He adds one of several people accused of helping Stone evade law enforcement was arrested on a $500,000 warrant Wednesday. 24-year-old Mercedes Redbear is in the Minnehaha County Jail in Sioux Falls. Ralstead says more arrests are pending. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.